You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Welcome. Welcome to Extra Funny, the podcast. Whenever I die, I want people, one thing that they remember about me is to be that I was a warrior to protect the language in U.S. America. And people think that I'm nitpicky about it and whatnot.
TJ, language warrior.
Yeah. You know, as an example, when they just pick one word that already has a meaning and then change the meaning or then just take that word and make it mean what you want it to mean, and then that's just how it becomes known. Like the word pride. Pride is a, you know, it was a word that was used and had a definition forever. And then now pride, when you say that, is only referring to gay pride and the like, what used to be called gay pride. The word culture now is only being used in a lot of cases where you're talking about African American culture, where white people got culture too. Asian Americans got culture. A lot of people have culture.
Got culture.
Yeah. So this is kind of one of those situations. The story is about what they refer to as an Australian porn star who was detained at LAX for some reason and, you know, had a little snafu with immigration, the border agents there, or whatever they were. And then they said, yeah. And she's complaining on her social media saying that she was given inhumane treatment and she was held in this area and then barely given any water or coffee or food or, you know, how long that she stayed there and all this stuff. And then they finally said, well, you can't come into U.S. America. Evidently her paperwork wasn't right and whatever the case may be. But the point is that referring to her as a porn star, and I don't know that she's not, you know, star of films and whatnot, but it reminded me that so often we'll get these stories that we talk about in Extra Funny about what they refer to as porn stars when they're actually just OnlyFans stars. Mm. So a porn star needs to refer to people who work for a professional porn studio or in the professional porn industry. The others,
yeah,
even though they're not amateurs because they make money, should be called something along the lines of at-home adult performer or at-home porn person.
I agree with that.
Because porn star meant something for many, many years to a lot of people. But now you just, because you can turn a camera on in your house and do pornographic acts, that doesn't make you a porn star.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So, I mean, that's the main reason, you know, this story was interesting. And the other reason is because her name's Billy Beaver. So, You boys can look up Billy Beaver.
Don't mind if I do.
But it said that she won.
Possible with that name that she's probably done some actual.
I don't know. This could be her given name because it's spelled B-E-E-V-E-R.
Okay.
So. Could be.
Yeah.
Did you find a reason? With an alliteration of Billy.
Yeah, if you spell it wrong, you get like an actual childhood character, a cartoon that's Billy Beaver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But it says she won Best Female Porn Star at last year's Australian Adult Industry Choice Awards.
Ooh, that's very, very fancy.
Oh, yeah, that's posh. That's what that is.
Australian Adult Industry Choice Awards.
Yeah, so other, other dirty porn people pick, I guess, who, you know, like when we were given that big, you know, put on the name of the 25 most influential radio personalities and all that, it was voted on by people in the radio industry.
Right.
The same with this. I mean, it means more when it comes from your peers, you know. Or does it mean more when it comes from the fan? I can't remember what they always say.
I think it means the most when it comes from your fans.
Yeah. I know, but I'm talking about when they normally...
Yeah,
but a fan favorite doesn't get as many opportunities to succeed in the industry if you're a fan favorite versus an industry favorite.
That is true, but I always thought they always say except the order, it means the most few people up top.
Yeah, and then just
for your
imagine
ass people up in the balcony.
Yeah, exactly.
Just imagine though, the people who get tickets or somehow get to go into, let's say, the Grammy Awards as just fans watching the show.
Yeah.
Now you think, oh well, good for them. I bet that's a big experience, good experience for them. What would you think about somebody who's buying tickets and to go to the Adult Industry Choice Awards? I mean, how big of a loser do you have to be?
Yeah.
I get it if you're in the industry as, you know, one of the scumbag producers or dirtball directors or whatever else. But if you're just a fan and it means that much, you're going to get dressed up and go sit in the balcony of a venue. But first of all, it's probably in a hotel ballroom or something.
Yeah.
But as just a spectator and a fan to get to see all the stars on one night.
I'm going to say Billy Beaver accept her Lifetime Achievement Award. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
If they call Billy Beaver's name as the winner, I am going to go ballistic.
I'm going to freak out.
I am going to lose it. I'll cry. I'll cry.
All right, so I just look.
I ain't never been so emotional in my life.
The AVN Awards, that's the one in Vegas, right?
Yeah, that's the big one.
All right. I just looked at this. They have, you can purchase tickets. You can purchase VIP meet and greet packages.
Mm-hmm.
All that kind of stuff.
They'll meet and greet your package.
Wow. Hey, you're a dirtbag if you do that.
Even if you just go to the convention and go through where they have the booths set up and all, if you're standing in line to get the autograph of a porn star as a, you know, that was your trip.
It's next level scumbaggery.
Well, is it scumbaggery for the fans or just loser? You think that's just a loser?
Yeah. I mean, I treat them one and the same, but yeah, I think that is just unreal going to the expo. You can see all the new products that they're making, and this is an ass that looks just like Billy Beaver's.
You see people getting around a big ass bag full of stuff.
Yeah, it's got the logo on it.
Picking all the weird free stuff that you get at every booth. Mm-hmm. You just drop it out of your bag, get back to the room, and dump it out on the bed. Like, oh, let's see all the free stuff we got.
These are stress balls that look like actual balls. Yeah. It's like, cool.
I did not know this. Since 2008. The ceremony has aired in a form edited for time on Showtime.
Mm.
They'd show it. It's a 90-minute version of it that airs on Showtime.
That's the edited version? So that means like the real show is 3 hours long, the Oscars?
Probably crazy because they're having to do, I think they would do producer, director, writers.
Oh my God.
You know, all of them.
Oh, it comes on right after Red Shoe Diaries.
That still comes on?
I don't know. I was just joking.
Good Lord. That is
Saturday, January 25th, 2025, from 8 to 11:30.
3.5 hours?
At the Virgin Hotel in Las Vegas.
It's ironic.
Let's see.
And they have, I think they have red carpet interviews and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Too. Red carpet event. Need a separate ticket for that. Mm. Red carpet event is 6 to 8. At 8 is when the event begins. It says at 11 the after party begins. So it looks like it goes to like, it's like a 2.5 hour show.
Man. You think the people there are wearing the fancy clothes that like they walk up to them and go, who are you wearing?
Yeah.
No, I think I've seen some of the just like little flashes of what they look like and all on they'll do reports on it on like E or I think Entertainment Tonight will do just quick. This is going on of the red carpet. One like a legitimate TV show. May not be Entertainment Tonight, but they're dressed in what they consider to be formal wear. But yeah. You got to realize they're dirt bags. So
yeah.
You know, most of the ones that I've seen look like, you know, what a dirty porn star's idea of a formal gown would look like, you know.
Yeah, tickets
range. Showing as much skin as possible.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Tickets range from $175 to $1,000.
For the red carpet or for the whole the show?
For the entire event.
Mm.
So I'm sure the $1,000 ticket is the one that gets you the red carpet, the after party, the whole thing. $175 might be all that gets you into the award show itself. By the way, industry's biggest night, the industry's highest honor.
Yeah,
well. Just to make sure you know.
Oh, the next one's in January. That's like saying, time to book it.
That's like saying our restaurant has the best oatmeal.
Wow. Yikes.
But I wonder if the hotels have, you know, if other conventions come every year, like when we would go to those morning radio conventions and all that, and the hotels have to have an opinion about what the group is like. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like, sure.
So when we would go to that same hotel in Atlanta for this conference, they would have a meeting and go, okay, well, the DJ convention is coming up in August, remember? And we've got to be prepared because in the past, they've got to do that with this one.
Yeah,
so, sure. Hey, you know, those porn people are coming in, so we need extra security. You know,
Clorox.
Yeah. We may need to warn, you know, guests that aren't dirtbags that's going on. If I saved up for a vacation to Vegas, like we took our kids that one time, and I found out while I was there looking around and there's places crawling with porn stars.
It'd be awesome.
I would be like, you could have told us this was happening on this weekend. Yes, we would have planned definitely. A different week.
If you're on the phone with them and you mention, and I don't know the legality, but if you mention like, oh yeah, we need to book two rooms, what do you call them? Two adjoining rooms, because it's me and my wife and our two kids are coming out just to kind of enjoy a different kind of vacation.
Hey, sir, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but you're in the hotel where the porn convention's taking place.
Yeah. Or maybe, oh, thank you for the heads up, man.
Maybe they would do it like this. Oh, great. That's a great weekend. We're very busy that weekend because, you know, the porn industry does their biggest night here. So they'll be here that weekend.
Right?
Yeah.
The porn industry's biggest night is on the same days you're here.
And they'll all be in the hotel enjoying the facilities.
Billy Beaver is getting a
lifetime achievement.
So I know you must be really excited about that. Your wife must be just bouncing off the walls.
It's going to be a big weekend.
And how old are your kids? Oh, yeah. They're 12 and 14. Yeah. So, Billy Beaver, be on the lookout for Billy Beaver.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night.
Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.